Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare ass moon.
This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on fatguyradioshow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
It's beginning to look a lot like Thanksgiving everywhere we go. I have a question for you two boys on this Thanksgiving special Fat Guy Radio Show presented by Black Friday of Amazon. Basically, folks, you're about to hear a show full of just Amazon. Question for you.
Answer for you.
Do you know the difference?
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man? The difference between stuffing and dressing. The difference between stuffing and dressing.
Yes, I do know the difference.
What do you think the difference is? I know. Start thinking now, Philippius.
Well, actually, I want Philippius to go first. He has to go first because I feel like mine's a kicker.
Okay, all right. Lip, what do you think it is?
The difference between stuffing and dressing?
The difference between stuffing and dressing.
Breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs? You think breadcrumbs is the difference between stuffing?
Yeah. That's a very good answer.
That's a very educated guess, Lip. Damn, bro.
That is really good.
It's almost as if we're doing two shows in one night. All right, DT, what's your estimated guess as we all have coffee?
Okay. The difference between stuffing and dressing is I can dress my your butt.
Oh, this is an afterburn. This is an afterburn. Start the show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
What's the matter, big brother?
Nothing. I was just checking the mailbox.
What did you expect? A turkey card?
Holidays always depress me.
I know what you mean. I went down to buy a turkey tree. And all they have are things for Christmas.
For Christmas? Already?
Anyway, why should I give thanks on Thanksgiving? What have I got to be thankful for? All it does is make more work for us at school. Do you know what we have to do now? We have to write an essay on Stanley Miles.
You mean Miles Standish?
I can't keep track of all those people.
What's all the commotion? We've got another holiday to worry about. It seems Thanksgiving Day is upon us.
Candy!
Sally, Thanksgiving is a very important holiday. Ours was the first country in the world to make a national holiday to give thanks.
Isn't he the cutest thing?
What are you going to do on Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown?
My mother and dad and Sally and I are all going over to my grandmother's for dinner.
Why don't you come along, Linus? We can hold hands under the table.
Yeah! It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. Counting down the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Oh, Lord, I feel fine today. The only Thanksgiving song we can find is this Ray Charles song titled Sweet Potato Pie.
Sweet Potato Pie.
Yeah, and it has absolutely nothing to do with Thanksgiving, but it's the only song. We play this stupid song every Thanksgiving on this show. Every Thanksgiving. Because when we go and Google Thanksgiving songs, this is the only one that pops up.
They don't even sound like Ray Charles.
It's Ray Charles and some other dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, folks. Fat Guy Radio Show live from Arizona, USA, and broadcast in 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnatics. All over the world, and I'm talking about you, you, you. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there, Full Olympias.
Hello.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Hey, what's up, dude?
We love the show to be interactive, so make sure to like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And during the live shows, always feel free to tweet in at Fat Guy Radio Show or comment on our Facebook live show. Today's show is a special show. It's our Thanksgiving special, and it is presented by you exclusively by Amazon's Black Friday deals. Black Friday deals at Amazon are phenomenal. We encourage you to do all of your Black Friday shopping tomorrow at FatGuyRadioShow.com. Click the special Black Friday banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. And we thank you so much. And we thank Amazon for being the power behind this special Thanksgiving episode of Fat Guy Radio Show. So welcome, 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 one all. We are here. Whoa, it is Thanksgiving, man.
Bro, I am full.
You're full?
I am full. I am stuffed.
I am stuffed. So the true meaning between the difference of stuffing and dressing is almost as simple as Philippius' answer. The only difference between stuffing and dressing.
Onions.
No. Stuffing is in the turkey and dressing is prepared in a pan.
Oh, so it's exactly the same thing.
It's the exact same thing, exact same mixture. It's just how it's treated.
Oh, because once it's in the turkey,
it's stuffed.
So it's stuffing.
And if it's in a pan, it's just dressing.
Dressing because it dresses the turkey.
Now, here's the thing is that, yes, it's the same ingredients in stuffing and in dressing, but the ingredients develop differently
because of how they're prepared.
Right. If it's in the bird, you get more turkey flavor.
Yeah.
If it's baked in a pan, you get that beautiful crust and that soft, pillowy inside.
But some people, when they prepare their dressing, will take some of the juices from the turkey and use that to, like, put over their stuffing.
True, but the stuffing has a way higher content of moisture because it's cooked in the bird.
Okay.
Versus the stuffing that goes in the oven is a little drier, but it has but what's so great about that is that it has that crunch factor. Nothing better than a crunchy top layer of stuffing and a pillowy bottom.
Well, on that note, there's two different kinds of mac and cheese, right?
Okay.
There's right macaroni and cheese, and then there's wrong macaroni and cheese. And now here's the difference.
What's the difference between right and wrong macaroni and cheese on this Thanksgiving Black Friday special?
African-American Friday. the wrong macaroni and cheese is prepared in a pot and served straight to the bowl. Pot to bowl. Straight pot to bowl.
Pot to bowl lip.
The right macaroni and cheese is baked.
You are 100% right, but why is the pot to bowl so bad?
Because it's Thanksgiving.
No, the pot to bowl is so bad is because you can't build a crust on the macaroni and cheese when it goes from pot to bowl.
Yeah,
when you bake your macaroni and cheese,
it gets that nice little top layer.
You top it with panko, when panko breadcrumbs. And if you really want to go over the top and really make it delectable macaroni and cheese, you take the panko breadcrumbs, put them in a bowl, melt a couple of sticks of butter, pour them over the panko crumbs, mix it together, and then sprinkle that over the top of your macaroni and cheese. So now you have this buttery crust that's on top of your holy crap a monkey. I am so glad it's Thanksgiving.
Yes, I am so stuffed
right now.
I just came up with a recipe.
Whoa, Lip just came up with a recipe. All right, Lip, what's your recipe?
Why don't you get the macaroni and cheese instead of using the little breadcrumbs, the panko or whatever, use stuffing breadcrumbs.
So have the big, crunchy,
You can crunch them down a little bit more so they're not so big, but use those ones. that are flavored.
That's a very good idea. And then when they're bigger, you can add more flavor in those. You can put butter, the melted butter on those bread. What do we want to call them? Chunks.
Yeah.
Instead of bread crumbs, they're bread chunks, right? Is that what you're saying?
They're almost like croutons.
Right. Yeah. So you take those bread croutons and you toss them in the butter and then you toss them in sage.
Ooh.
And thyme.
Now.
On top of the mac and cheese.
I'm hungry again.
We just had Thanksgiving.
I know. I just came up with another. I'm going to add on to that recipe.
Okay. Oh, we're building recipes on Fat Guy Radio Show's Black Friday,
African-American Friday
Thanksgiving special. Presented by Amazon.
Black chopped Friday. Bacon inside.
Uh-huh.
But not only that, but we take the dark meat from the turkey and throw that inside.
So you just took it from a baked mac and cheese to a baked mac and cheese casserole.
Yes.
That's what you just did. And so you have the bacon and you have the turkey in there. And then you know what? If you really want to take it up and add some Southwestern flavors, you throw in some sun-dried tomatoes and jalapenos. You are welcome, ladies and gentlemen, on this Fat Guy Radio Show Thanksgiving special presented by Black Friday at Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. You are absolutely right. And this show is presented by Black Friday by Amazon. So in the middle of this special show, we never know. Amazon deals may actually drop right here in the studio.
Yeah.
The Amazon deals may just fall out of the sky into the studio. So just pay attention to that. I liked how we just built that
recipe. Oh my god.
And lip with the crouton and the bread.
Yes.
How many times have you had macaroni and cheese with a slice of bread or toast?
Yeah. I do it with toast all the time. Sometimes I like to shovel I get a roll and I'll shovel macaroni and cheese on top of a roll or a biscuit.
Oh,
god. Oh my god. KFC mac and cheese on top of a biscuit, so good.
Oh, come on now, bro. And then you know what? You add that sweet and savory. I have actually taken a KFC biscuit, put KFC's macaroni and cheese on top of it, and then drizzled a little bit of that KFC honey.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with gravy.
Sweet and savory.
You're good.
But I do that. I do the biscuit, the mashed potatoes, the gravy, and then you know what? You take that KFC thigh, strip a couple of pieces of chicken off of it, put it on there, then top it with that bun, and then you can just go ahead and kiss your mommy because you didn't have yourself a good Thanksgiving.
Heck yeah.
Man, I'm
with you on that one.
Over it right now.
I wish I wasn't so full right now.
Because it's Thanksgiving.
I know, man.
You know, and what's special about this Thanksgiving is that this show is presented to you by Black Friday deals at Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. I think I may hear an Amazon deal dropping right now.
What?
I might be one coming in. We'll hear the sirens when it happens on this show when it does. But we're here. It's going to be an abbreviated show because we want to give you time, our fatnatics. We want to give you time with your family, so it's going to be an abbreviated show. We're going to share a few of our Thanksgiving memories, but I think we just had our Thanksgiving orgasm with the macaroni and cheese. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a Black Friday deal. That's a Black Friday deal. Let's see what it is. I have it here. I caught it here, Lip. Let's see what it is. Let's see. I think I got it here. Oh, it is 40% off. Dog treat bundles from Wellness, Old Mother Hubbard, and more. Deal of the day, $7.11 all the way up to $9.34. Wellness Soft Puppy Bites with Old Mother Hubbard Classic Puppy Biscuits, a small bundle for $7.11. Available on Black Friday at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. That is it, ladies and gentlemen. That is a Black Friday deal just falling right out of the sky in the middle of the show, just interrupting the show right there. There it goes. Man, that's a really good deal for all you animal lovers.
Yeah.
So, Lip, what is one of your favorite or most memorable Thanksgiving events? I know one of yours, because I was a part of it.
Ooh.
But I want to know what you remember for Thanksgiving.
Well, this is when I was a little fella.
A little
yay high whippersnapper to the knee of a grasshopper.
Oh, little lip.
I was probably like 8 or 9.
Oh, mini lip. Didn't know what his thang thang did.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I didn't.
Little lip. Running around barefoot in a dirt yard.
I have a story about not knowing what thang thang does. Okay. I would tell that on the Raw show, though.
Yeah, save that for after Bert. Yeah, because this show is presented by Amazon Black Friday.
Yeah. So when I was a little guy.
Little lip.
This is back when it was like actually cold on Thanksgiving. And it was, I think we had like a little storm coming in. We actually had a whole patio blocked off with plastic so it would stay kind of warm.
So like those plastic.
No, this is just like painter's plastic or whatever. We just ghetto-fied it.
Oh, you ghetto-fied it.
Oh, yeah. But we came with last resources or whatever we had.
Hey, you got to.
It's called a makeshift lanai in Arizona. Yeah. You put some plastic up against the wood and you got a makeshift lanai. Keeps it warm, keeps the bugs out.
There you go.
I ain't mad at your lip.
But we
embarrassed, but not mad.
Because we had a big family, so we had to extend it out to the patio.
Because y'all had lots of sex.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Lots of Corey Scats.
They're not my cats.
His neighbor's cats.
The dead cats.
But we plasticked off the whole thing, and then we had...
Plastic Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and we had, you know, like 4 turkeys probably.
Oh my God.
4 turkeys?
There was that many of y'all there?
I mean... A lot.
Jesus, pizza.
Wow, I mean, just think about the grandkids, you know?
Yeah, like because all of your brothers and sisters and brother-in-laws, y'all have lots of sex.
Yep.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving sex.
Yeah.
On your Thanksgiving plastic.
That's why you're thankful.
For sex.
For the sex that you're having on Thanksgiving.
And turkey.
But we used to all gather and... Yeah, all that good stuff.
Just mow through, Lip. Just mow through, baby.
And my one of my uncles used to just always record like all the big
porn?
Holidays.
Yeah. Oh. Thanksgiving.
So
porn
we actually
songs.
Have videos.
All the Thanksgiving sex?
Videos of us.
Having sex on Thanksgiving.
But they were like VHSs. That's how old they are.
Whoa. VHSs? So those were those big shoulder cameras.
Oh, yeah. Big guys.
Oh, man.
Wow. VHS.
Ironically, that's what you're... Never mind.
Back away from that joke.
But he used to go around and ask everybody, what are you thankful for?
What are you thankful for?
All the sex.
Did he say it in Spanish or did he say it in English?
He's actually one of my white uncles.
Oh.
That's why he had all that good fancy camera.
Oh, because he was white. Question. He's a drug dealer.
Question. Even though he's one of your white uncles, did he say it in Spanish or did he say it in English?
Yeah, basically. It's Arizona, buddy.
Said it in English.
Okay.
Okay, so he said, what are you thankful for on Sexful Thanksgiving? In your Thanksgiving plastic.
And I said sex.
Of course.
No, what was it? That was the memories that he ran around and recorded everything?
That and just like us gathering, you know, before. Now we don't gather like that. Like it was all because my grandma used to make us all come as a family, you know?
Yeah.
But that kind of grew out. True? My grandma's still here, but it's not like that no more.
You know what? That is so sad and so true because mm-hmm. it was the same thing with my grandmother. When my grandmother died in 1999, that was when all the family get-togethers stopped. And you would think that a death would bring family together, but it just fractured. We realized who the glue was. I have aunts and uncles that I have not seen since her death in 99. Wow. And you know what? We're both to blame. I accept some of the blame because I haven't reached out to them and they haven't reached out to me. But it's so true that it's those big mamas, those grandmothers, that generation mm-hmm. is dying off. They are gone.
Yeah.
And long gone are the days of people getting together. There wasn't days of cell phones. There wasn't mm-hmm. days of Snapchat. There wasn't days of Facebook. Everybody got together and caught up. And then if you were part of my family, you would, you know, get corporate beatings from all of your aunts and uncles when your mom and dad went and told them that you did something wrong. Then they'd find you out in the yard playing and they'd beat your ass.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it's just, those days are gone.
They really are.
So, and you know, your family doesn't get together as often as mine doesn't either. My family gets together, and then when we do, it's my mom, brothers and sisters. Just our immediate family.
Not uncles and aunts.
Well, we include our Uncle Vincent, but he's kind of like on the outskirts too. But it's like, it's sad, but it's true.
Yeah.
And I'm complaining about it, but I'm also part of the problem.
Yeah, because you're bougie.
Well, have you met Mama Blaze? She's the queen of bougie.
I've met her, but I haven't met her on that level. I mean, I remember seeing her at an event and was like, oh, snap, the lady in the red dress is high. Like, you see my mama in the red dress? I'm like, oh, snap. I just said Corey's mom was so hot.
That was my mama, fool. That's my Thanksgiving memory. DT said my mom was hot.
Yeah. Mm. Then I took her to Philippia's house and we had sex on the stuffing.
Yeah, and lips Thanksgiving plastic.
Yep.
I want to have sex on your Thanksgiving plastic.
That's already gone.
First of all, what's sex?
I don't know.
So, DT, what is your one of your most memorable Thanksgiving?
Memories
on this special Thanksgiving Fat Guy Radio Show presented by Black Friday.
African American Friday.
Amazon deals at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
Well, it's funny because my memory happened when I was about 19.
Okay.
So and it kinda,
20 years ago.
And it kind of embodies everything we've talked on the show so far.
Okay.
I had my first girlfriend and her she was celebrating Thanksgiving with her family, and I decided to celebrate Thanksgiving with my family. My father was in jail at the time. Okay. So this is my first Thanksgiving without my dad.
Oh, okay.
And on that whole note of like Big Mama holding the group together, we didn't really go all out this year because it was just a small group of us, not the whole family.
Sure.
Because my father was in jail, and like so it was like my aunt, my dad's two sisters, my grandmother, grandfather.
Okay.
One my only cousin on my dad's side, and then me, my older sister, and my older brother.
Okay.
So just eight of us.
That's a small group.
Exactly. It's usually like 15 to 20 of us because we used to get all the other my little sister would come, my little brother would come, and then we'd get like their families.
Yeah.
But this year my aunt decided to do something super ridiculous.
Oh,
and
no.
It pisses me off to this day.
Oh no. Oh no.
Now everybody has that one plate they make at Thanksgiving. You get the same thing on your plate every Thanksgiving.
Pretty much.
You don't really like defer.
You have a rhythm.
You hit the same things.
Because we're creatures of habit.
Exactly.
Man. We're creatures of habit.
So I don't touch the stuffing. I'm not a big stuffing guy.
Okay, I can see.
All right,
that.
Or dressing. I don't get the candy yams.
Oh man.
I don't get the peach cobbler.
Oh, because it's baked fruit.
Yeah. My go to is I get the slice of the Thanksgiving ham.
Okay.
Because we always have a Thanksgiving ham.
Oh yeah.
That's a staple.
I get the mashed potatoes.
Okay.
With the giblet gravy.
Oh, giblet gravy. Now
yes.
Now you're singing my song.
Yes. I get a big old plate of the dark meat because I'm the dude in the family that loves the dark meat.
So are you going for the leg or the wing or the thigh? What are you going for on the bird?
They chop it all up.
They slice it all
up.
Yeah,
it's already sliced.
They slice up the leg too?
All the meats, like the bones are stripped.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's a lot easier because for serving.
Well, that's true.
So I just load my plate up with the dark meat, and I drizzled the giblet gravy on top of the turkey.
That's a good thing. I just love seeing the little kid that wants the turkey leg running around the house with the big turkey leg.
Yeah.
And it's the size of his face. I love that.
That's the funniest part. Then I get the, we always have a green bean casserole. I get some of the green bean casserole.
I'm sorry. Not a fan of the green bean casserole.
I love the green bean casserole.
Unless it's done right. I'm out on the green bean casserole.
We do it with cream of mushroom, but there's bacon in it and a maple syrup glaze.
Mm.
Or I'm not maple, brown sugar glaze. So it's very delicious,
okay.
Savory.
It sounds delicious.
And then a couple of rolls, homemade rolls, and then baked macaroni and cheese. That's my go-to all the time.
Okay.
And then the second plate is always just mashed potatoes and gravy, ham, and macaroni and cheese with the rolls.
Ding for all of those.
So this year I get there.
Two plates.
Yeah, two plates. Then I get there and I'm like, yeah, I'm about to tear this up. Oh yeah, I can't wait. So dinner gets ready and everything. I see everything laid out. I'm like, okay. I smell
sorry. That was a little premature. I apologize.
I smell the onion. I smell the oven is still on. So I was like, cool.
What I'm waiting for
must still be in the oven.
Oh no, no, please. I hope this isn't going where I think
They pull the stuff out of the oven. The only thing left in the oven was the peach cobbler. So they're letting that cool.
Okay.
While we eat dinner. So I'm looking around like, oh snaps, what is going on? Mm. What is going on? Corey, I kid you not, I did not even eat that Thanksgiving with my family.
Well, why?
There was no macaroni and cheese.
I'm a loser.
I was heartbroken. Like, I was so upset. Oh, I was like, Amy, where's the macaroni and cheese? She's like, oh, I didn't.
Is it the Amy that I know?
No, not that okay. one. I was like, hey, this is my other
okay.
caterer, Amy.
Gotcha.
The chef in the family. I was like, Amy, where's the macaroni and cheese? She's like, oh, baby, I didn't make a macaroni and cheese. I was like, why? She's like, well, no one really eats. I was like, what are you talking about? No one eats. That's like the main
dude,
part
I get,
of my
my heart's
of my plate.
Breaking for you, right? My heart
and
is breaking for
I
you.
I literally
right now.
Called up my girl and I was like, hey, how's dinner over there? And she's like, oh, it's cool. I was like, you guys have macaroni and cheese? And she's like, yeah, we do. I was like, my family don't have macaroni and cheese. I don't know what to do. I'm starving and I refuse to eat without macaroni and cheese. She's like, well, do you want to come over? And I was like, yes. Yeah. So I literally hopped in the car, drove over to my girlfriend's house at the time.
Right.
And ate Thanksgiving at her. And that was the first time I met her grandmother. And her grandma was like, oh, baby, I am so sorry.
Oh, my
she
God.
She told me the story. She told me y'all didn't have no macaroni and cheese. Babe, we got this baked macaroni. That was the sweetest, like, cheesiest, like, moistest.
She put her foot in it.
Man, that macaroni.
Put her foot it was in made it. With love.
That macaroni and cheese was the best macaroni and cheese I've had to this day. And we've had Hula's.
Yeah, Hula's got some good macaroni
and
cheese. And
this was better than that.
I my heart hurts for you, dude, because I totally can feel... I can feel that pain when you are at Thanksgiving is the time that you anticipate those gluttonous moments,
yeah.
especially around those types of dishes because we don't get those dishes every day.
You know how you want to know how impactful that was?
How?
From that day forward, every Thanksgiving, my aunt makes not one, but two plates or two trays of macaroni and cheese because she's like, baby, I want you to take one home with you.
That's what's up.
So she was so, because she was like, the next day she's like, you didn't eat anything? I was like, no, there was no macaroni and cheese. She's like, Daniel, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so sorry. I apologize. And since then, she makes two trays of macaroni and cheese just to make sure that I have macaroni and cheese.
Well, I hope you have some extra macaroni and cheese left over today because today is Thanksgiving.
Yeah, man. Mm. There was so much macaroni and cheese. There was three trays this year.
And this is our Thanksgiving special presented by Amazon Black Friday deals that you can find at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And there are Black Friday deals that are falling. Oh, we have another one. Here comes another Black Friday deal right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. You can get at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And what we have for you now is a first aid only, all-purpose first aid essentials kit, 299 pieces.
Ooh.
299 pieces in a fabric case presented by First Aid Only for a one-time purchase of $11.74.
Nice.
$11.74. Get your first aid kit because when your kids and you have all your guests around your house and they run around and get a little boo-boo, you want to have your first aid kit stocked, rocked, and ready to go during the holiday season. Amazon Black Friday deal, first aid, all-purpose first aid essentials kit, $2.99 presented by Amazon on Amazon Black Friday deals that start tomorrow. Start tomorrow. All right. That was good. I feel your pain.
Yeah.
About a missing aspect of Thanksgiving dinner. But that brings me to my most memorable Thanksgiving moment. And believe it or not, it has happened every Thanksgiving for the last 8 years. Because I have owned my home for the last 8 years, and the new tradition for my immediate family is Thanksgiving at my house.
Okay. Mm.
And every Thanksgiving except for one has always consisted of me and my little guy, AJ, in the kitchen preparing Thanksgiving meal. Mm. Now, the way that we break up Thanksgiving responsibilities is that my sister does the side dishes.
Okay.
My little sister, Tiffany, does the side dishes. My older sister, Tisha, does the silverware and plates and napkins and drinks.
Okay.
Mom does a couple of desserts. And then my dad's girlfriend, Miss Margie, normally brings some type of ambrosia salad that no one eats. And I just go in and I take a scoop out of it, throw it in the trash to make her think that someone at least had one serving. But we won't tell her that. What? Oh, I apologize. I'm sorry. Erase that part, Lip. The memory that I love so much about Thanksgiving is the time I spend in the kitchen. I know that a lot of people kind of dread the preparation of a turkey because it's not easy. It's not easy prepping a turkey. It's not easy cleaning a turkey. It's not easy getting it adequately seasoned where you don't over-season it or under-season it. The process that I go through for my turkey preparation starts from the moment I start to defrost it in my refrigerator. Most people put the turkey in your refrigerator and you just set it to start to defrost 4 or 5 days before Thanksgiving. That's the process where all of your juices are moving around. So what I do is I defrost my turkey breast side down.
Ooh.
And every time I have defrosted my turkey breast side down, it has come out where the white meat, the breast meat, is always the first to go. I have had leftover dark meat turkey every Thanksgiving.
And the white meat is usually the driest.
And the white meat is usually the driest, but not mine.
That's why I don't eat the white meat. That's why I go for the dark meat.
It is. And the dark meat is cooking in all of its juices. Yes. And I cook my turkey low and slow for 12 hours.
You know, how I make love.
But I love the process of preparing Thanksgiving dinner. Now, I do all of the main meats. I do the turkey. I do the ham. Ooh. I also do the dirty rice, the Louisiana dirty rice. That is
like my bedroom.
That is a recipe from my grandmother.
Okay.
And it's just the whole time of being in the kitchen. And then AJ always make some type of sweet like cookies or brownies or something like that. He is a fiend for chocolate chip cookies. Mm. And then I recently got him on oatmeal cookies. I know. But we always, not with raisins.
Oh, okay.
Just with no raisins.
Okay. I can stand regular
oatmeal. My mom
likes
them with raisins.
That's the reason I have trust issues to this day.
We understand.
That's why I can't date your mom.
But I love the time, you can't date my mom. And what I love so much about Thanksgiving is just the time that I spend in the kitchen with my son. I love those moments. I love teaching him things. I love showing him new kitchen gadgets.
Yeah.
I love that. And then to top all that off, the joy and happiness of just hearing people chew the food that you prepared with love and passion and technique.
That's how I feel when I make my chocolate pecan pie.
Love. You, dude, I'm telling you, if people don't cook with love, the food won't taste right. It might be good. It might be acceptable. But if you really want to make an impression on people, you got to cook with love. I have this old saying that I picked up from my grandmother that you never cook or prepare food in a bad mood.
Yeah, you
never.
Can't. You can't because
you'll poison people. And that's an old Creole Louisiana folks tale, if you will.
It's true, though, because like when you cook, your attitude comes through in the food.
It does.
So if you have a crappy attitude, you're going to make some crappy food. If you have hatred in your heart,
it's going to come out in your food.
It's going to come in your food. You're going to kill the people.
You do. You have to cook in a good mood and you have to cook in love. Now,
the same thing happens when you're in the bedroom.
Why does Thanksgiving always go back to the bedroom? Because Philippians has the Thanksgiving
Well, his uncle was in my room recording
it. With his VHS camera.
And, like, I murdered this girl. Like, I killed her lady parts.
This is not afterburn.
I was so angry.
Oh, my God.
Because there was no macaroni and cheese.
Well, as we bring this abbreviated Thanksgiving special that's been commercial-free, thanks to Amazon Black Friday deals, please do all of your Amazon Black Friday shopping at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or at fatguyradioshow.com and just click the Black Friday deals banner. But as we close this out, we're going to close it out a little differently. A little kissy face radio, boys. I'm sorry. I know we don't do it, but it is Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say this to the two gentlemen sitting in this room, one Philippius and one Daniel Taylor. I am truly thankful for both of you two. You guys have sacrificed for many, many years behind this thing we call Fat Guy Radio Show. You guys come in here and passionately do what we do, and it's an undertaking to get this show up off the ground every week. It really is. And I look forward to the day that we can do this every day of the week. But I am truly thankful, and I'm publicly saying thank you to both of you for your sacrifices, for your elevation and talent, for the ability that I have to be able to walk away from, let's say, a buzzing issue, knowing that you two are going to attack it and get it taken care of. Things that the Fatnatics don't get to see. The things you guys do behind the scenes that makes this show what it is and makes it run. And I am truly, honestly thankful for that. And I'm thankful for BDB Radio Network. And of course, above all, we are all thankful to the Fatnatics.
Yeah.
Because without these crazy people that sit here and interact with us, even people that tweet us after the show is posted thinking that it's still live, and they're tweeting in, and I'm sitting there and I'm looking at the tweets pop up on my phone, and I'm like, okay, what does that mean? And they're listening to the show thinking that it's live. We love those two. People all over the world embrace the show, and we are truly thankful. So on behalf of DTay, Philippius, the BDB Radio Network, and everyone who's a part of this, to all of the Fatnatics, we are thankful for you guys. And I know that's not the Waka Waka moment that you want to go out on, but I'm sure DTay will bring the show back to a sexual moment here shortly. But I am truly honored and blessed to have this opportunity to do this show every week.
Yeah.
And we've been going strong for over almost 6 years now, and the show is just getting bigger and better every year and every day by every download.
Yep.
So I am thoroughly impressed by the passion from all over the country and all over the world. So thank you guys. You guys truly have made my Thanksgiving very thankful in regards to how this show has grown.
Can I say some thank yous?
Yes, absolutely. Please. It is our Thanksgiving special presented by Amazon.
First of all, I want to thank you guys for letting me be a part of this. I want to thank Philippius for never talking. Because he's freaking annoying.
he never shuts up after the microphone.
Exactly. So when he's on the show,
stop interrupting. Shut the hell up.
Thank you, Liv, for not talking on the show, because now I can be annoying on the show.
Yeah.
I have to be the quiet one.
We have gaffer's tape for Liv after the show is over because he won't shut the hell up.
I want to thank you, Corey, for personally being my chef whenever I'm on the struggle bus, which is like every other week.
I know, right?
Like,
but I love doing it, so it's fun.
But no, real talk, thank you guys for just letting me be a part of the BDB Radio Network, be a part of this Fat Guy Radio Show family, and thank you to the Fatnatics. I love you guys. Like, I don't say it often. I know I come in here with the mindset that how can I ruin Corey's day? But in the end, like, I just want to make
That's part of the show.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that everyone has a good show.
I want to
make sure everyone's happy, and I just want to thank you guys for letting me be a part of that and bring my little flavor to this.
Yeah, one of these days we're going to have to dive back and do a retrospective on how you became a part of the network, how you became a part of Fat Guy Radio Show, then was released from Fat Guy Radio Show, and then you stepped up when the show was quote unquote in perils.
Yeah.
You know, and it points back to something that I've always believed, that it's those hard moments that when you experience those hard moments, it's the people that stand with you during those bad times are the true ones.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that even in this incarnation of this show. And the show is not the same from when it started 5 years ago. It changes. It's an ever living document. And you've been a part of that, DTay. You have been an integral part of the fabric of this show more than once, to the point where people cry for you when you were gone for a couple of years, focusing on another project. So we'll have to do a retrospective one of these days on that, because it's a phenomenal process of how you became. I birthed at the show. Lip has been here from the damn beginning.
Yeah.
He didn't have any other friends at the time. It was just me and him. And then he went and got married and it ruined our friendship, but that's okay. At least I get to love the baby.
So you're thankful for the baby?
I am thankful for the baby, even though I go to Little D's birthday party and I win another little black baby. I still have it. I still have the little baby.
Oh,
where's it at?
I keep it in the overhead compartment of my car. Take it out whenever I feel like going coochie coochie coo.
Keep them in a trophy case in the back of my refrigerator.
Yeah. Lip, you have any closing remarks on this Thanksgiving special presented by Black Friday Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon?
Yeah, thankful for obviously the Fat Addicts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thankful for you, Corey, because you know you taught me everything that I actually know here.
Don't put that on me.
It's all on you.
I know.
Everything I know is because of you, and
that's why it's all half-assed.
And of course, the opportunity to actually do something like this, you know,
it's really great.
Yeah.
Well, you know that you are Lip and I's history is way a little longer than D-Tay's history, but he really is my best friend.
It's way longer than mine.
And he and Lip, if people don't know the half of it, if I pull back the personal curtain of, you know, the support that we've been to each other.
Yeah,
I won't say you've been to me. We've been a support to each other, a crutch to each other in some of the most horrific times of our lives, which what brings us to this incarnation when, you know, out of the blue, Lip really is responsible for the title of the show, the name of the show.
Oh, yeah. I never heard that story.
He really looked at me in very, very brief, because I know we're up with the show. He really looked at me in a drunken stupor and said, well, you're a fat guy and you want to do a radio show. So why not call it Fat Guy Radio Show? And he said it in a drunken Corona stupor, and it stuck.
Nice.
And that's where the name of the show came from. Philippia said, well, you're a fat and you're a guy and you want to do a radio show.
He wants to be a guy.
He wants to be a guy.
Yeah, he's still trying.
It was a drunken night when we used to, before he was married and his life was over, where we used to get together and just get blackout drunk, you know, but I'm truly honored by all of this. So we're going to get out of this sappy moment and wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving. And Lip, we'll just go out on this music, nothing special about it. One last mention, thank you to Amazon for bringing you this special abbreviated Black Friday. Deals presented by Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or by clicking the Black Friday banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Have a very, very happy Thanksgiving. We will see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Hello.